Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 398, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Unlocking the potential to transform your life and pursue your goals is entirely feasible, even if it seems improbable. There's always someone who has experienced a similar upbringing, faced comparable circumstances, and successfully turned their life around. The challenge often lies in our tendency to complicate the process and fear stepping into the unknown. Yet, the cost of growth inevitably involves sacrificing the comfort of certainty. So, what are some ways that we can completely transform our lives in just 6 months? Number one, manage your time. Unpopular opinion, most people are not actually overwhelmed. They're unorganized. The good news is that it's extremely straightforward to get organized. Just four simple adjustments can put us back on track. So, number one, wake up earlier. This is such a no-brainer and one of the most underrated life hacks, in my opinion. The average wake-up time of an American is 7:20 a.m. Imagine waking up just an hour earlier or 2 hours earlier, because most people are not active at these hours. It means we tend to have fewer distractions, which means we get more done. And not just more, but an opportunity to focus on higher quality activities. Number two, create a to-do list. Before you go to bed, make a list of the most critical items you need to address the next day. Just this alone will transform your life. This is actually why most people are anxious about tomorrow. They have zero visibility and clarity on tomorrow, which in turn brings on uncertainty. This is also why most people get to the end of the day and feel the urge to pack in more things as if they didn't accomplish enough throughout the day because they never defined what their critical tasks were, so they just keep swinging. Number three, set deadlines. Most of us underestimate what we can accomplish in a year. And the foundation of that starts with setting deadlines. I have a simple rule. The first timeline that comes to mind is cut in half. The first estimation is not an aggressive estimation. It's a generalized, cushioned estimation. If we want to go far, we need to make big strides. Plus, if we fall short some days, which we will, overall, with this type of mindset, we're miles ahead of the crowd. And number four, stick to your schedule. When we stick to our schedule, we're reinforcing positive habits, building discipline, and ensuring a steady progression toward our objectives. And most importantly, we're telling ourselves we are someone who follows through. We are someone who is disciplined. And that type of person is someone who changes their entire life. Number two, focus on one thing. Everyone wants results, but 99% of people can't stay focused. The gap between our current life and the life we want is called focus. And no, if you think you're a great multitasker, you're most likely wrong. Research shows that only 2% of people in the world can multitask successfully. Multitasking actually decreases our productivity by up to 40%. It's a productivity killer. When we're working on a particular task during a time block, we need to resist the urge to switch to something else. I call this the poison ivy effect. We rub up against it as we're trudging through the woods like we're Bear Grylls, and almost immediately it itches. And we know that if we itch it, it will feel so good. But we also know it will never heal. Task switching saps our mental energy and overall efficiency. By focusing on one task at a time, we promote deep work, concentration, and flow states, all which enables high quality output. The human brain is designed for serial processing rather than parallel processing. When we concentrate on a single task, we engage the brain's attentional networks, which facilitates optimal performance and reduces cognitive overload. Our focus is currency. How we spend it is our most significant investment. So focus 100% on one thing instead of doing five things with 20% focus each. Block off a few hours, focus on one thing, and remove distractions. That'll get you ahead of 99% of people. Number three, make gradual improvements. Imagine for a moment you're into Art Deco. So you decide to check out the Empire State Building. But unfortunately, the elevators are out of service. So you need to take the stairs, all 1,860, to the 102nd floor observation deck. Well, that feat comes one step at a time. One 7-inch lift of each leg, and eventually you've climbed a vertical height of over 1,000 feet. That is the same idea behind making gradual improvements in our lives. All big things come from small beginnings. The seed of every large improvement are single, tiny decisions. It's only when we look back 2, 5, or even 10 years that the value of good habits and the cost of bad ones becomes very apparent. So we can't go to level 10 with level 1 habits. And this is where most people struggle and fail. For example, maybe you want to become a reader and you've set a goal of reading one book a month, but consistently you miss the mark. You're probably missing level 1 habits. Instead, start by reading one page a day. Maybe you want to become a more fit and lean person, so you've set a goal of working out every day, but consistently miss the mark. You're probably missing level 1 habits. Instead, start by doing one workout a week. The same way that money multiplies through compound interest, the effects of our habits multiply as we repeat them. And performing level 1 habits with consistency is how we'll get to level 10. It's how we get to the 102nd floor observation deck. Just start today. Then focus on getting 1% better every day.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. Number 4, look at things diagnostically. Imagine that I just handed you a pen and a single sheet of paper with two columns on it. On the left column is the word problems, and on the right column is the word solutions. If I gave you 4 minutes to write down all the problems you are currently facing in your life, and 4 minutes to write all the solutions to those problems, which column do you think would be easier for you to write? Probably problems, right? Why though? Why is it easier to see the problems in our lives than solutions? Because it's in our nature and our operating system. We are naturally more attuned to negative information, as it was crucial for survival. We're also inundated with societal and media influences prioritizing negative or sensational stories, which leads to a perception that the world is filled with problems. And because this is so prevalent in our operating system and society, it means that we need to work hard to shift those norms. It means that we need to rewrite our coding within our operating system. And a great start to this is asking ourselves 3 questions. What am I in control of? What can I do better? And how can I improve things? Just these three questions will transform your mindset. It will completely shift your focus from things you cannot control to things you can control. And this means you start developing a problem-solving mindset. And this will help you move past roadblocks much faster. Number five, create a high-value network. Throughout human evolution, survival was intricately linked to social cohesion and cooperation. Individuals who formed strong social bonds were more likely to thrive and pass on their genes. And as a result, humans developed a predisposition to align with the traits, habits, and mindset of those in their social circles. And to add another layer to this, our brains are wired for social learning, meaning we observe, imitate, and internalize behaviors and attitudes from those around us. Why? Because this process helps us adapt to our environment and learn skills essential for survival. And in a modern context, this social learning mechanism still plays a significant role in shaping our beliefs and behaviors. The people we surround ourselves with have a profound impact on our thoughts, actions, and outcomes. Spending time with individuals who inspire, challenge, and uplift us can positively influence our mindset and habits. Conversely, associating with those who hold us back or exhibit negative traits hinder personal growth. And just as emotions can be contagious, so can mindsets. Being in the company of individuals with a growth-oriented mindset, those that are ambitious and resilient, foster these qualities in ourselves. And this is why our network matters. This is why we need to be selective with our social circles. There's a concept in business that I find very fitting here. Hire slow, fire fast. And it's the same concept that we should adopt in our personal lives. Vet your circle carefully. Be strategic and deliberate. And when someone's holding you back or exhibiting negative traits, don't let the contagion spread. Fire fast. Number six, find your purpose. Without direction or a clear plan, living a fulfilling life is hard, and for most people, that is their reality. Only around 25% of American adults say they have a clear sense of what makes their lives meaningful. And according to one analysis in the New York Times, another 40% either claim neutrality on the subject or say they don't. Purpose provides motivation. It provides us with drive. When we have a clear sense of what we want to achieve in life, we are more likely to stay focused and committed to our goals. And this purpose also enhances well-being and life satisfaction, because when we feel that our lives have meaning and purpose, we are more likely to feel fulfilled. It is up to us to create our own meaning and purpose in life, because there is no inherent meaning or purpose to be found in the world. We need to seek out this meaning and purpose. If not, we feel lost, adrift, and unfulfilled. Life is like an ocean. There are many directions we can choose. However, simply drifting substantially decreases our chances of arriving on land. Aristotle argued that happiness and well-being come from living a virtuous life, which requires having a clear sense of one's goals and values. Everything in life becomes easier once we find our purpose. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 6 ways to change your life completely in 6 months. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.